This is Dr. Singh dictating from the Villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, last name is Montroy, M-O-N-T-R-O-Y. Date of birth is 12-23-1954. Date of evaluation is 8-5-2022. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric re-evaluation for management of patient's depression, recent suicidal ideation and self-harm behavior. History of present illness. This is a 67 years old female who is familiar to her service. She was recently seen by PA Shelley Smith on July 27, 2022. PA patient was sent to Sinai Grace Crisis Center for scratching her wrist with her nails. Patient denied any intent to take her life. She had acknowledged past history of self-harm behaviors. She stated that if she really wanted to harm herself, she would have scratched deeper and the inner side. Patient expressed frustrations over circumstances in her life. Period staff reports that she's being discharged to AFC home. Patient complained about the room at the AFC home is, quote, too tight, unquote. She acknowledged that she does like the other girls who live there. She reports that her family is in Tecumseh, T-E-C-U-M-S-E-A-H, near Ohio. Reports that someone is coming to talk to a social worker. Patient wants to change her guardianship. Patient talked about her history of stroke history of stroke many years ago. She also talked about her daughter dying of cancer and her father allegedly killing himself. Patient reports that her son does not talk to her anymore. She had some somatic concerns and complained of back discomfort and pain, and probably would benefit from seeing a PCP. Patient denied any auditory visual hallucinations. She acknowledged outpatient therapy. Patient is also on a Risperdal, probably to augment antidepressant effects of Paxil, but denied any auditory visual hallucinations. Period, no evidence of abnormal involuntary movements. Period, she was able to laugh with me and continue to minimize any thoughts or intent to harm self or anybody else. Her chart indicates that for reasons which are not clear to me, Paxil is not on her MAR. Review systems, as reported above,
histories, bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits, forward from last visit on July 27, 2022. Current medication, Risperdal, 1 milligram once a day. Patient was on Paxil prior to recent admission to crisis center. Next paragraph. Mental status, examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, doing word search, puzzles, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech, mildly dysarthric, mood, dysphoric, thought processes, intact associations, somewhat circumstantial thought content, no suicidal or homicidal ideation, reported perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self-place, memory, has some difficulty with the recent memory, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, limited sleep and appetite, fair assessment in plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1 plans. Patient does not seem to be in any danger to self or others, but needs to be monitored for any recurrence of suicidal ideation or self-harm behaviors. Restart Paxil 30 milligram once a day. Notify our service for any worsening of mood. Your ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Next paragraph, our procedure code 99309. Under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of antipsychotics, SSRI. Risk-benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, steric goal, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.